Nathan had breakfast in a cafe near the railroad depot and returned to the dispatcher's office at 7:45. The dispatcher was standing in the doorway.
That's your train on track 2, engine 338. Good luck.
Thanks. Taking his Winchester, he walked to the train. The door to the express car was open, and the expressman greeted him with a smile.
God, I'm glad to see you. I'm Art Raines, and I'm glad to have you riding with me.
Sorry, but I won't be riding with you. You'll expect that. I'm Nathan Stone, and I'll be in the caboose. I aim to see to it that they don't get to you.
Nathan went on to the caboose, climbed the metal steps, and opened the door. He was greeted by a young man who couldn't have been more than 22.
My name is Pillpaw.
I'm Nathan Stone. I asked for some dynamite. Is it aboard?
It's here, with caps and fuse.
That cupola up there, is it open to the roof of the caboose?
It does, but it's glassed in. You can see in any direction with it closed.
That's good, but I'm going to need to reach the roof, and I don't aim to step out that door and climb the ladder.
The caboose lurched as the locomotive took up the slack. A trainman slid the express car's door shut and locked it. Slowly, the train began to move.
It's time to fuse and cap the dynamite.
He dragged the wooden box out from under one of the bench seats, and removing the coil of fuse, he began cutting what he hoped were 45-second lengths. He then fused and capped 2 dozen sticks of the explosive. From his shirt pocket, he took an oilskin pouch of matches.
I may need your help, Enos. If I need this dynamite, I want you to light the fuses one at a time and pass me the sticks until I stop you. Comprende?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to climb up there on that high bench so that I can see out. Do the outlaws usually stop the train by ripping up some of the track?
Well, they always have when I've been on this run. They usually come at us from behind the train. They'll leave one man to cover me and then move on to the express car. There's always a man within rifle range on each side of the engine, keeping the engineer and fireman covered.
Allowing them to dynamite the express car.
Yes, sir. The Pinkertons always rode inside the express car with the payroll.
This time I aim to stop them before they reach the express car. Does this train stop anywhere between here and Dodge?
There's a water stop at Wichita. Most of the robberies have taken place between Wichita and Dodge.
A pattern that was likely to continue, Nathan thought, but he couldn't count on that.
I have a Winchester, and I generally hit what I'm shooting at.
Keep it loaded and handy. If they get past the welcome I have planned for them, I'll need all the help I can get.
Reaching the outskirts of Kansas City, the locomotive picked up speed. For once, the flat, seemingly endless Kansas plain seemed a blessing.
40 miles an hour. Who would ever have thought a man would travel this fast? We'll be in Wichita in a little over 2 hours.
They were an hour out of Kansas City when the train crossed a bridge spanning a creek. Willows lined the creek, and from this cover, a dozen mounted men emerged. Two of them split off, well out of rifle range, one to each side of the train, their guns covering the fireman and engineer.
Enos, get 2 sticks of dynamite ready and prepare to light the fuses when I give the word.
They're ready.
On the riders came. Nathan waited until they were perilously close before opening the cupola hatch.
Dynamite, Enos.
Nathan held the explosive a few seconds until most of the fuse was consumed. He then flung the stick as high and as hard as he could. Enos handed him the second stick, and Nathan repeated the procedure. The first stick of dynamite detonated in the air above the mounted men. The second explosion came much closer to the target. Nathan climbed to the roof of the caboose with his Winchester. 5 of the outlaws lay on the ground, while the remaining 5 seemed dazed. 3 horses were down, the others had galloped away. The 5 outlaws recovered their wits and began firing. Through the shattered glass in the back door of the caboose, Enos cut loose from his Winchester. Nathan bellied down on the roof of the caboose as lead cut the air just inches above his head. One of the attackers was hit, and in rapid succession, 2 more. The remaining pair turned and ran back the way they'd come. Lead struck the cupola, throwing splinters in Nathan's face. The 2 outlaws who had ridden ahead to cover the fireman and engineer were now firing at Nathan. He got to his knees and then to his feet. Over the tops of the railroad cars, he ran toward the outlaws, a Colt in each hand. 1 man was hit, and slumping over in his saddle, he kicked his horse into a gallop. His companion, finding himself facing 2 blazing Colts, galloped away to the north. Nathan continued along the tops of the cars until he reached the tender.
It's over, gents. Time to see how much damage they've done to the track.